Good evening. I'm Ben Thorpe. This is your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Wednesday, December 23rd. There are 20 bills awaiting Governor Gretchen Whitmer's signature that would constitute the state's biggest criminal justice overhaul in decades. Pluta tells us the goal is to reduce the number of people sent to jail for low-level offenses.
Traffic offenses, mostly driving without a valid license, are the most common transgressions that send people to jail. Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick co-chaired the task force that recommended these changes. She says automatic jail time can disrupt lives, family time, and the ability to hold a job.
Probation, fines, community service are going to be appropriate for a lot of these low-level crimes.
McCormick says there are also still too many people in jails with mental health issues and substance abuse problems. She says too many people are still held only because they can't make bail. She says she hopes the next legislature will tackle more of the recommendations to address those problems once it gavels in next year. I'm Rick Pluta.
The coronavirus's footprint in Michigan continues to shrink. Michigan's health department presented data on Wednesday today showing statewide declines in case rates, hospitalizations, and the percentage of tests coming back positive. Sarah Lyon Callow leads the department's Bureau of Epidemiology and Population Health. She says data from the U.S. Transportation Department shows people spending more time at home compared to last year. But
we have seen in different countries in Europe where they're able to bring their case numbers down from a second surge, but unfortunately saw a resurgence again. So we're eager to make sure that Michigan does not follow this pattern.
Average daily deaths from COVID continue to climb, but officials say that's expected in the weeks following an increase in cases and hospitalizations. As of this week, Michigan restaurants can sign up to participate in a new program allowing food assistance benefits to be spent at local restaurants. The program is targeted at seniors, people with disabilities, and people who are homeless who either don't have a kitchen or struggle to make hot meals for themselves. Lynn Sutphin is a spokesperson for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
The main purpose is to ensure that individuals who, you know, no fault of their own, may not be able to get a hot meal. And this is a way that they can do so. They will be able to use their Bridge card to buy discounted meals at participating restaurants.
The partnership is aimed at both helping Michigan residents get access to a hot meal and allowing restaurants an opportunity to keep serving food. In a written statement, Governor Whitmer said the partnership, quote, will ensure people across the state have the support they need this winter. Kalamazoo City Commissioners have accepted an apology by City Manager Jim Rietsema. He admitted Monday night that he didn't tell the commission and the public that former Public Safety Chief Carrie-Ann Thomas had been fired. Rietsema says Thomas was allowed to retire in September, but only after he decided to end her contract.
Following the protest during the summer, I believe Chief Thomas's ability to lead had been compromised, and it was in her and the city's best interest to part ways.
Thomas left after intense public criticism of the way the department handled a rally by the far-right group, the Proud Boys, in August. It led to fights with counter-protesters and the arrest of a Kalamazoo Gazette reporter. And that was your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Wednesday, December 23rd. Thanks for joining us. Have a good evening.